Thank you, Steve. All right. Earlier today, we were talking about the recount of the presidential votes in three key states.
Right.
This was called for by Jill Stein. And
from the Green Party.
Yes. And I don't get the whole thing. Even if they do find out that Hillary Clinton got more votes, they're not going to change what already happened.
Right.
President-elect Donald Trump, that's who it is. Paul Lisnick on the line with us right now, political analyst at CLTV News and WGN. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, guys. It sounds like you're trying to add logic to this process.
Yeah, there's no room for logic,
sure,
is there?
So first of all, this was brought up. You saw over the weekend that Hillary Clinton had certain deadlines that if she wanted to demand a recount, she could do it.
Right.
Nothing coming from her. All of a sudden, it seems out of the blue, Jill Stein says, yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Well, look, Trump supporter reactions are, this is crazy. What are they doing? This makes no sense. But when you try and look at it a little more neutrally, what Jill Stein has chosen to do, Jill Stein isn't doing this to win the election. That's not what it's about. Her reaction, what she's saying publicly is, there's been a lot of call, that there's been hacking, that there have been problems. Let's just test the integrity of the system, and let's just make sure everything was as it should be, even if nothing changes. So is it a waste of money? Probably. Is anything going to change? Probably not. Will it give some peace of mind to people who just will always feel like there was something going on and the conspiracy theories will build? Maybe it'll put that to rest, and there's some value in that.
When you say it's going to cost some money, it's to the tune of somewhere between $6 to $8 million. Is that right, Paul?
Well, she's raised $5 million so far. We actually don't know. Wisconsin is the one that's already sort of granted the recount, and they haven't said how much that amount is going to be yet.
Yeah.
I've heard it will be $3 million, so probably so. And again, people are making these donations. The most they can give is $2,700. This isn't billionaires who are giving to this process. To me, the fascinating part of this story is Trump's reaction over the weekend and all the tweets basically saying he would have won the popular vote too, except that was rigged. So with him adding that, I won't judge it, with him adding those tweets to the process, it raises sort of the question of going, well, wait, then maybe we really should be doing these recounts because, you know, he's stirring the pot himself. So let's put it to bed with this.
But I'm sure everybody remembers this, but prior to the election, he was already shouting about how the election is rigged anyway.
Unless he
ended up. Right. He ended up winning. So that was quickly quieted down. But if he can believe that, why can't anyone else believe it?
Well, I mean, I think that's it. I mean, there are conspiracy theorists out there. This is the kind of thing that gains traction in time. So once again, while it's probably a waste of time in terms of what the results are, I mean, there'll be some shifts in the ballots because I'm sure they're not perfect. Will it give Wisconsin? Listen, Wisconsin's the best shot she has. If it gives Wisconsin to her where there's a $21,000 vote difference, interesting. But they're calling for it in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania has its own requirements of every district has to request it.
Right.
And it's very complicated. And the difference there was like 68,000 votes. So it's just not going to change the results of the election. But hey, let's put it this way. What if they start doing some of these recounts and they do find that there was hacking, that there was something torrid going on in this process and system? You know, we at least need to know that.
So what would they do differently in the recount that they didn't do the first time around when they tabulated the votes?
Well, what they could do differently and what they will do differently are two different things. Apparently, what they're going to do in Wisconsin, or so it's said, is that they're going to basically recount it the way they recounted it before. Wisconsin has paper ballots, and whatever machine they sort of use to do that stuff at the end, they're simply going to be doing it again. They could go through and literally count paper ballot by paper ballot. Apparently, that's not what they plan to do. So, again, but I imagine what they're really looking for is there something a little haywire in the system, something that triggers or signals that something just isn't right, totals that don't add up by significant numbers.
All right, Joe has a question, and this is, I think, what my problem is. Joe, here's your question. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. My question is, the electoral votes that are in each of these states, when the people or the majority of the people in the state vote for one politician over the other, aren't the electoral votes supposed to go with the majority?
Well, Joe, that's a great question, and the answer is not necessarily. The electors can do what they want. Now, there are 29 states that that do not permit electors to do other than what they're required to do. And in an affirmative way, there's 24 states that require electors to do what they're required to do. But here's what you have to remember. These are not random people they found off the street who don't care who won. And so who knows what they'll say. These are the electors. When you actually vote in your election, you're actually voting for electors, a slate of people who are basically picked politically to represent that candidate. So when it's time for the Electoral College to meet on December 19th, they're going to be Trump people there who are going to be then casting their ballots. And so the odds of them not going for Trump, pretty small. This is why you've probably heard about that effort there is around the country to basically be, a constitutional amendment is way too difficult. So there's this effort to have state by state pass a law that says we will follow the Electoral College. Sorry, we'll follow the popular vote when we show up at the Electoral College vote. Right now they have 10 states, about 165, I think, ballots. Until they hit 270 in the number of states that support it, it won't make much difference. But that may be a possible road to go on.
Yeah, I just thought the majority of the people, obviously, they don't have to say so, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. But I understand when you have states that have large amounts of people, like City of Chicago and New York, the population there will overwhelm a lot of the states. But the, I mean, if the delegate has the majority of the vote, it just seems kind of stupid not to go with what the people are voting for.
I know, Joe. It seems it's counterintuitive, but here's the thing. Number one, and I think on the day after the election, guys, we talked about this. When you look at Illinois, among the United States, we're a sea of blue in a world of red.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually look at the Illinois map, we're a sea of red,
yeah,
with a couple of pockets of blue, which is the Chicago, Cook County area, and a couple of little downstate areas, and a couple of others. So we're primarily a very red state as well. But those populous counties, which you're talking about, Joe, that's where all the votes come from. Look, Hillary Clinton. Right. 2 billion votes ahead, but a lot of that's coming from the state of California. So, you know, there are explanations, and that's why I think you have Donald Trump tweeting, well, I could have won California if it was all about the popular vote. If that's what I was after, I just chose not to do it. Okay.
And all the, immigrants and dead people, is that who voted for Hillary? I can't remember what he tweeted out.
Voting.
Yeah, well, I think his comment was just that it was a lot of, no, I think it's illegal.
Illegal, yes.
It's just illegals, and so, you know, again, you do a couple of recounts here and there and you find out if any of that stuff happened and you put it to bed.
Joe, thank you very much. Okay, so here's the question, though. Paul, what if they do this recount and they find out, whoa, something went wrong. It turns out Hillary did win. There are two things. One is the Trump people will never, ever agree to that because they'll say, oh, they've hacked it now. They didn't have a chance to hack it in the first place. And how do you take away his office? I know he hasn't been sworn in yet, but you can't change things, although, like
they
I said, anything
Vanessa
can happen.
Vanessa Williams' crown as Miss America, Wendy. Anything can happen. Come on.
And I'm still not over that.
Me neither.
But you know what I mean? They're not going to all of a sudden go, okay, wait a minute, special announcement. AP sends alerts to everybody. There's been a miscalculation. It turns out Hillary Clinton wins. They're not going to do that.
Well, look, the closest we came to having turmoil was, of course, in the year 2000, right? It couldn't have been any more tumultuous than that, and we're not headed towards that kind of situation. But if it turns out, I mean, look, here's the thing. The Wisconsin recount has to happen. It's going to happen, I think, in the next week or so because they report their final numbers. I think it's December 3rd or 6th, and everything has to be done prior to the Electoral College. So, you know, the point is, if they redo the numbers and they find out, no, wait a minute, Hillary Clinton actually won. Let's just say that's what happens. Then they can certify the numbers for Hillary and the delegates. Hillary may go in, I mean, the Wisconsin may go in the Hillary column. But that doesn't change the election. I mean, the reason that Jill Stein filed in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, because you'd have to have that happen in all of those states to even get something going. And if you want to play it out and say, all right, let's say she's right and all three states actually go Clinton, and it turns out there were problems and mistakes and hacking and illegals and whatever, we have a constitutional crisis on our hands, because there won't just be a, oh, well, it's done, too late. It will end up in litigation and lawsuits. It will make its way to the Supreme Court. And what's fascinating there is you only have eight people sitting
right
on the Supreme Court. So if you have the liberals splitting and saying, give it to Hillary because it's the right answer, and the conservatives saying, nah, let's give it to Trump, then the lower ruling would stand, and we don't have any lower rulings, but that's what would end up being the final decision in that case.
Are you surprised there isn't more press? And we talked about it with you, Paul, the day after the election, of the worthiness or lack of with the Electoral College, I thought there would be a huge outcry to finally do away with it, but that really hasn't emerged much, has it?
Well, there should have been an outcry back in 2000, and there was, but if you didn't get a constitutional change in, after 2000, I don't know when you're going to get one. Again, you know, you'd have to have, the legislature has to pass it by, I think it's 3/5, and then it's got to go to all the states, and I mean, it can happen, it can be done. But here's the thing, as soon as you do that, it's not as though everybody goes, yeah, it's a great idea. You have small states who say, wait a minute, the whole reason this Electoral College was put into place, one of the reasons, was because small states like us would get no attention.
Back then.
You know,
but
back
now
then.
It's changed.
Well, I don't know. Would candidates go to South Dakota and spend time in Oklahoma and some of these small states? Of course, they don't do it now when they're sort of decidedly red anyway or decidedly blue. So you have some of the same issues. But, I mean, I think that's the concern smaller states would have. You know, that's one of the problems.
Outdated. I can't think of anything else, not just politics, but anything else in the world where if you're having a contest based on majority ruling, a majority does rule, it still doesn't matter.
That is the primary reason for getting rid of the Electoral College. What we didn't have many years ago was the technology to do what we do today, which is count the votes and get them done quickly.
Yeah.
And so it makes no sense to anybody to sit around and going, well, wait a minute. I mean, it makes sense to Trump people, but you know, if you're a Hillary supporter, you're going, she's 2 million votes ahead of him in the popular vote, and she's not president. Al Gore, 500 votes ahead of George Bush, and he's not president. You do have to sit back and say, is this the proper system? At least have a discussion.
And I'll be honest with you, if Donald Trump won the popular vote by 2 million and did not win the election,
if Trump won, well, you're saying, oh, so Trump doesn't win in your scenario?
Yes. In my scenario, Hillary Clinton walks away with the win, but yet Trump is 2,000 ahead in the popular vote. I would say that was unacceptable as well.
Yeah,
because what you're saying, it's a popular vote. There's no question about it. But here's
what I think.
It should
be closer,
you know what it should
least.
Say? Look, there are ways of creating peace, and I don't know whether they're going to happen here. If Donald Trump chose to, he could take a high road and say, you know what? I see it. The popular vote is heavily for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And so what I want to do in that regard, because I want to be president for all the people, I'm going to appoint to my cabinet one or two people, not that they're wide-eyed liberals, but I'm going to appoint two people as homage to the Democrats, to the more than half this country that didn't vote for me. I want you to see that I'm conscious of reaching out to your agenda, too. Because right now, for example, with Jeff Sessions Attorney General, if I'm a progressive liberal, a Hillary person, I'm panicking over that. You know, we're waiting for Secretary of State. Now General Petraeus, his name is in the mix, which is kind of interesting when you think about it. He's certainly a competent guy, but, you know, here was a guy who actually was disciplined, so to speak, for giving away,
emails.
Yeah, confidential information and classified information, and this he could end up being Secretary
of
State.
Isn't that a hoot?
That's
well,
what
you know,
it
Donald
is.
Trump always felt that what Petraeus did wasn't nearly as bad as what Hillary did, so he'll certainly be able to explain that away, but, you know, it remains to be seen. And I think, listen, Kellyanne Conway, I know I'm changing the topic here, but Kellyanne Conway coming out this weekend, I was shocked at how strong she was in her anti-Romney comments.
Yeah, can't stand Mitt Romney. How about that?
Yeah, and I'm kind of going, I mean, that had to be rogue for a while. Obviously, Trump is the only one who knows what he's going to do, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who are concerned about the international stage and who believe that Mitt Romney would be a very comfortable pick. He's Republican. He's got all the, you know, many of the credentials to do it. He speaks French, and he's somebody who has the right temperament for interacting with world leaders. You may love Rudy Giuliani, but you can't describe him that way.
Yeah.
And to just say he's Secretary of State because he was loyal to Romney he was loyal to Trump when Romney wasn't. Come on, dude. You're about to be president. Just make the right decisions.
How are you for time, Paul?
No, I got time.
All right, we're going to take.
I'm not until 5:30.
Oh, okay.
All right. He's Paul Liznick, and he's on CLTV and WGN TV News. We're going to take a quick break, and we have some calls here 312-981-7200. It's Bill, Wendy, 720 WGN.
Paul Liznick is here from WGN TV, from CLTV. He's the host of Politics Tonight. We're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Is there a chance of a recount, and will it matter? If you want to call or text us, 312-981-7200.
And, Paul, we have a couple of good questions for you. First one from Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Paul Liznick with us.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, got a quick question. I was just wondering, in regards to these recounts, you know, I know Jill Stein's asking for the recounts in those three states, but who's actually responsible for the cost of that, cost of the actual recount? Is it the person asking for it? Or is that going to be covered under the you know, state that has to do the recount itself.
No, she's the person asking for it. So she's been raising money, and she's already raised $5 million. So, yeah, she's not coming hat in hand with nothing there and just go, hey, Wisconsin, do your recount. They'll get the bill, and they will cover it.
Okay, good. I just didn't want the taxpayers to have to pay for some possible frivolous.
No, it's done by donations. The limit is $2,700 per person. So, as I said a little bit earlier, this is not a matter of, like, you know, which billionaire is out there trying to fund this and make it happen. And that's not what's doing it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, Paul, what you have there is the lady who is the candidate for the Green Party essentially having to go to Democrats. I have to think it's more Democrats than Green Party people who are putting up this money, don't you think?
Well, probably. Well, it's certainly not Republican Trump supporters, right?
Right.
They don't want it. Although, right. I'd have to, this is a good time since you mentioned Jill Stein. She was on my show a couple of times in Politics Tonight. And towards the end of the campaign, she was here and I said, you know, Dr. Stein, I got to ask you, look, you're polling at like 2% in the polls. Don't you at some point, you know, worry that's enough to kind of tilt an election in a certain state?
Yeah.
And when do you sort of give up? And her answer was, well, see, Paul, these polls are wrong. They all are polling likely voters. We're going after the unlikely voters.
Interesting.
I thought, yeah, so you all the people that won't vote are in your corner. Good
right.
for you.
That's who you want.
That's what you want. You want the people that don't actually vote.
But, right. Right.
I don't know if we actually have an answer for this question, Al, but it's interesting to think about. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to ask Mr. Listing, maybe he knows the answer or not. What would happen if it comes out that Hillary actually won the election? What would happen? What would the effect be on the stock market? Because it looks like the market looks like they expect Trump to be president. And wow. They have a reversal, say, in December or January. I don't know. You know, should I take my money out of the stock market and just hold on until the actual inauguration?
Look, I actually know of some people that took their money out of the stock market on election night because of the Trump victory. And, of course, we all know what happened. The market dropped 700-800 points and then bounced back to level high. So looks like the market has adjusted. This is probably the sign that business people think that regardless of what else Trump might do in office, he'll be good for business. And you know, with infrastructure bills and the kind of thing he wants to pursue, that would be probably where he's headed. So, and if you're talking about taking the money out, I'm not Terry Savage, but if you're talking about taking the money, although you should save money, she would say, but if you're talking about taking your money out of the market, you know, because Hillary might be declared a winner, I don't think you need to worry about that.
Yeah.
That I'm going to say not as a financial person, but as a political analyst, that ain't happening.
Thank you, Al. And thank you, Paul Lisnick. You're on tonight, 5:30, Politics Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the same topic tonight on my show with an election expert.
Do you want Wendy and I to come on?
Yeah, well, you guys are now experts on that.
Right,
I'm actually thinking
of
having Jeff and Al come on from the questions.
That'd be good.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you,
tonight on CLTV, and he's on WGN-TV, political analyst extraordinaire.
He is all that and
jeez.
More. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Roe and Anna will be by. We'll find out what they have next. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.